WUNC's education reporters have been following staff and families in New Hanover County schools since the day Hurricane Florence began battering the North Carolina coast. In the latest edition of the series After Florence, New Hanover Schools Rebuild, Lisa Phillip visits Anderson Elementary School in Wilmington for students' first day back in 3 weeks.
Good morning. Hello. How are you, Avery and Maya? I missed you girls. Come on in and unpack.
A second grade teacher, Jenna Parker, greets her students this morning. It's almost like they've been on winter break. She gives them hugs and reminds them of their morning routine.
Lunchboxes go, Annabelle. It's been a while, I know.
Then Parker greets a little boy named Gabe.
Yeah, sorry that your house got destroyed.
Thank you, babe. It's okay, though. They're gonna fix it.
At a table across the room, 7-year-old Archie sharpens colored pencils. He says he's excited for recess when he can see his quote-unquote BFF.
If he's here, he might have evacuated and not here yet.
The gym that I go to, and it's called Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, does mold inside the
wall. And then we're just coloring. You can use crayons if you want to.
We're quickly reminded the break from school wasn't really a break. Whether they were in town or evacuated a few states away, these 7- and 8-year-olds watched Hurricane Florence wallop their community and leave much of it flooded and wind-torn. Parker is all too aware of that as she waits to see who is and isn't coming to class today.
You can't just jump right back into a math lesson when you come back from an experience like this. We don't know what all the kids have gone through, and so we need to put their well-being first. Let them voice their feelings, you know, let them have those conversations with us, share those fears or those things that have upset them.
Some of them do so as they walk into class.
Yeah, my mom told me that there were like little leaks in the school and they take 4 weeks to repair.
There were some leaks in our school, but not in our classroom. Our classroom was perfect.
Other students open up after hearing about Parker's house. It was badly damaged by wind and rain and will probably take a half year to rebuild. Her second graders are curious and aware, but still learning.
I'm confused how your house is still underwater.
My house is not underwater, so my house did not flood. There was not water coming from the ground and rising up. But some of the ceilings in the house got really wet, and so some fell down and some furniture got really wet. So we had to go in and hire a company to clean it all out.
The discussion leads some of the second graders to chime in about their own experiences.
We only got 3 shingles off of our roof, and now we're getting a whole new roof.
You're very lucky that there wasn't a lot of damage, huh? There's going to be a lot of people getting new roofs. When you guys have been driving around, have you seen a lot of like blue and green tarps on people's roofs?
Yeah. After talking together, Parker sends her students back to their seats to write about how they're feeling and why. A little girl in pink remains cross-legged on the class rug. She's teary-eyed. Her teacher puts an arm around her and pulls her close. Parker reflects on the moment later while the girl plays at recess. Turns out, her mom's house had similar damage to Parker's.
Her and I were able to connect and talk about it and say it is sad. And, you know, Miss Parker cried about it too. And you don't want to see the things that you own damaged. I said, but, you know, you and Mom are okay. Miss Parker's okay, and she loves my daughter, Lainey. I said, Lainey's okay, and the rest can be rebuilt. Like, they can put new walls, they can put new carpet.
So it's okay to feel sad, she tells a girl, but we're happy we're good. Lisa Phillip, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
You can find all of our stories on how New Hanover County school teachers and staff are working to get schools back together after Hurricane Florence at WUNC.org.